Hearing none, I will go to Ms. Taranja for her argument.
Good morning, Presiding Officer Duchesne, board members, Commissioner Reed, department staff, and council. Is my volume okay?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for your time and patient review of this project, especially during this very difficult time. Attorney Tucker's arguments have no merit or any support in the department's rules. The commissioner's completeness decision is well supported by evidence and will be upheld on appeal to court, as would any decision by this board regarding right title and interest on the documents that have been submitted by Nordic. There is no basis or jurisdiction for this board to revisit the commissioner's decision. The documents that were submitted as part of the original application include an option to obtain an easement from the ECRIS. Understandably, the ECRIS were very concerned about what Nordic would be doing and where precisely Nordic would be installing its piping on the upland portion of their property where they are regularly using their land, particularly their driveway. They were very concerned that anything that would be done around their driveway would not impact their access to their property, and that old buildings would be properly addressed as part of Nordic construction. So those issues and the use on the upland was the subject of much discussion. The ECROs had no concern, as expressed very clearly in the March submission, required by the department to clarify that the ECROs had no concern about Nordic using any of their intertidal or property under U.S. Route 1 in the event they owned to the center line. The whereas clause that has been discussed here was intended to clarify that while the original agreement included language that could be held to require that the ECROs pay for any litigation costs that Nordic might incur in defending their ability to use the ECROs intertidal, that those costs would be borne, that Nordic would bear its own litigation costs, that we would not ask the ECROs to pay to defend Attorney Tucker's suits on behalf of her client. It has nothing, no representation and warranty clause changes anything with regard to underlying ownership and or the ECROs belief. As many of you are very aware, the ECROs are vigorously defending their ownership of the intertidal in court, in federal and state court, against the claims of the Maybe Graces. Attorney Tucker asked this board to do what only a court can do, despite saying things to the contrary. She is asking you to decide who actually owns the intertidal. I'm just an environmental lawyer, but I do have the privilege of calling on my colleague, Dave Callen, who's on this phone, who late last year, as Attorney Tucker pointed out, argued and took the landmark Maine case on intertidal property ownership, Alameda v. Town of Kennebunkport, and prevailed in that case. And so without further ado, I'll turn it over to him to speak to the intertidal ownership rights.